welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angelo and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn. Hello, happy Wednesday. Today we are going to talk to you about school or educational idioms. These idioms are particularly special to us because being teachers, we are always in school. We can't escape these. So we thought we'd share our favorite ones with you. To start is teacher's pet. This is a student who is clearly the teacher's favorite and gets special treatment. And this isn't necessarily a compliment. For example, everybody knows that Eric is the teacher's pet, as even when he behaves badly, he never gets punished.
Our next one is bookworm, which is just used to describe a person who loves to read. It's not positive, it's not negative. For example, Tracy is such a bookworm, you never see her without a book.
That's me. Next, we have to pass with flying colors. This means to accomplish something easily and is usually used in reference to tests or exams. So for example, the exam was so difficult, I have no idea how you managed to pass with flying colors. Or, Tracy always found English a hard subject and barely passed the exams. However, she always passed math with flying colors.
Okay, our next one is to play hooky, which we use when you miss school or work without having a valid reason to. For example, this amazing new movie comes out tomorrow. We should play hooky and go see it.
Oh, have you ever played hooky, Angela?
I'm afraid not. I was quite a goody two-shoes in school. What about you?
No comment. next, we have to hit the books. And this means to study and to really study hard, particularly before an exam. So for example, I really need to hit the books as my final exams are soon.
Next up, we have to burn the midnight oil, which means to study or work late at night. For example, Frank prefers to burn the midnight oil as he says he is more productive. However, I definitely prefer a good night's sleep.
Yeah, me too. Finally, we have you can't teach an old dog new tricks, which is a really funny one. It means that it's difficult to make someone change the way they do something when they've been doing it that way for a long time, meaning that it's hard to break old habits. So the example is, Lucy has been trying to teach her grandma how to use a smartphone, and she just doesn't realize that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Okay, and that's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope this helps you pass your exam with flying colors. And if you're playing hooky, we're glad that you're still listening.
Listening today, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angelo and Anna.